Oh, I was here in the house. And I can't remember the date, but I was 8.5 months pregnant with Catherine. And of course, I had worked in the coal board only 3 years earlier. I'd left the coal board, which was the South Western Division, South Wales, in Llanicion, in Cardiff. And so I knew, I won't say any names, but I can remember who would have been involved with some of the mechanical or whatever things that was tipping, when they were tipping, you see. So it was a shock, terrible shock. And I can remember the pictures on television. And also, my father, he was a labourer on one of the housing sites just above Merthyr Tydfil, fairly near the Prince Charles Hospital. And a lot of the workers with him decided we must go and help. And so they must have drove down there in their van or whatever. And there were so many people there, they couldn't really help. So that's one of the things I was told with my father. And also my brother, my elder brother, he worked in the National Coal Board at one time, but became a maths lecturer later on. But he also wanted to go and help. He was down in Newport, I believe, at the time. But there were so many people wanting to help, so many miners wanting to go there and take, oh, well, you know, all this from the school and the houses. But they couldn't do anything, you see. They were already people organised. There's only so many people you can take to a place like that, you know. And I remember the one house, or one of the houses next to the school, also disappeared under the rubble. And I can remember that man. He lost his wife and all his family in that house. It was just, you know, unbelievable, really. And also, there was a... the word isn't vicar. He could have been a reverend or a preacher. And he had to go around to the families. I remember him being interviewed. Around to the families to, you know, to say things to the people who had lost their children. And he had to leave his wife, and they had lost a child.